MRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Dominion representatives skip a state meeting on offshore wind, even as the company hopes for state approval for a big merger. Could the war in Iran be a good thing for jobs in Virginia? And a free fishing program is expanded across the state. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, June 8th. Virginia State Police are investigating a crash that killed a youth on a bicycle in Elkton Friday afternoon. WHSV reports that police said a truck was unable to avoid the bicyclist at an intersection in Elkton. Police said the juvenile was taken by emergency crews for treatment, but later died from their injuries. No Dominion Energy representative was in attendance at a recent Virginia Offshore Wind Development Authority meeting, even as the utility hopes that state regulators sign off on a massive merger. Radio IQ's Dave Cantor reports.
Dominion and NextEra Energy announced a merger in May, which will be subject to a range of scrutiny from state regulators in Virginia and North Carolina. What that means for rising energy costs in the Commonwealth remains to be seen, though Dominion's coastal Virginia offshore wind project began providing power to the grid in March, after a number of similar projects were halted by the Trump administration. During the recent meeting, Vince Maiden, director of the State Energy Office, said the merger's got a long way to go and discussed the Commonwealth's renewable energy landscape.
Yeah, I don't think there's any illusion, that we're able to build new projects right now with the current situation with the federal administration, but there are things that we can do to position ourselves moving forward and capitalize on future opportunities.
Maiden mentioned the offshore wind workforce bill Governor Abigail Spanberger signed earlier this year, as well as the state connecting with higher education and manufacturing stakeholders to further the industry. Renewable power generation has increased across the country during the past 20 years, and while Virginia's output is currently minimal, a federal assessment indicated the state has, quote, significant offshore wind energy potential. I'm Dave Cantor.
Lawmakers, including Virginia Senator Mark Warner, are trying to mitigate the impact of data centers on residents' energy costs. They're pushing legislation that requires new data center projects to meet electricity needs without passing costs on to consumers. Those proposals include requiring data centers to build their own power stations on the grid. Warner says Congress needs to do more.
I frankly think we need a more comprehensive data center legislation that deals not only with making sure consumers are not hit with increased electric bills, making sure that these data centers don't abuse water rights.
According to an estimate by the National Resources Defense Council, families could see energy bills rise $70 a month by 2028 due to data center growth. Could the war in Iran be a good thing for Virginia's employment numbers? Radio IQ's Michael Pope reports.
Unemployment is rising across Virginia, although Northern Virginia is seeing the most dramatic spike. That's according to the latest numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Terry Clower, George Mason University, says the surge of defense spending because of the war in Iran could change the employment dynamics in Northern Virginia.
And it's not that we manufacture those particular munitions, but since the manufacturers of those munitions have their headquarters in Northern Virginia, as several of them do, there's a little bit of that money that actually would help us, even if the actual manufacturing occurs in another state.
John Provo at Virginia Tech says the rest of Virginia will probably also benefit because of the war.
We've had big announcements in the rest of Virginia that were related to defense manufacturing. So L3 near Charlottesville and the rocket producer that's going to go into Southern Virginia.
He says recent weeks have seen job announcements that are defense related, but also from other sectors, including manufacturing, energy, and data centers. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, this past weekend was a free fishing weekend in Virginia, which means you did not need a permit to cast your lines at certain locations. Well, that program is being expanded. Also with Radio IQ, Brad Kuttner has more.
The expansion of free fishing days in Virginia from 3 to 6 comes from Hanover Republican delegate Buddy Fowler.
What we want to do is try to get more young people out there outdoors, away from their little machines, and seeing Mother Nature and getting outside.
An avid fisherman who said he started fishing 60 years ago on the banks of the Potomac, Fowler says he's since become a trophy fisherman.
Between me and my partner, we probably have about 130 trophy fish citations. Wow, nice.
But not everyone was on board for more free fishing. In fact, there was bipartisan opposition to the effort. Augusta County Republican delegate Chris Runyon, one of a handful of no votes in his chamber, said those free fishing days aren't really free. Virginia's Department of Wildlife Resources, the agency that manages Virginia's hunting and fishing, is funded almost entirely with permitting fees. And while agency costs have increased, Runyon said interest in hunting and fishing has stayed flat.
If we require the department to give away resources, then you got to recognize that those are dollars you're taking out away from the mission.
Meanwhile, Prince William County Democratic Senator Danica Rome was the sole no vote in the Senate. She shared Runyon's concerns.
If they want to go out a few times a year and they're just basically picking the free days at that point, then I think you're undercutting the entire licensure apparatus.
As for those curious about free fishing now, you could take advantage of existing permitless angling this weekend. The new free fishing days are expected to start next year. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.